You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Pretty simple question. Jeremy threw it out yesterday, and I said, yeah, that's pretty funny.
You gotta do it.
Bottom line is, what's something that everyone looks stupid doing?
Yeah.
Like, everyone. You know, there's no dignified way to do it.
I don't care if you're The Rock or a supermodel or Joe Schmo on the street. If you do it, you look stupid.
And you look stupid.
Popped into my mind the other day. This has happened twice now, so this must be a thing. I've been to two different birthday parties where a piñata was involved, and I was just watching everyone wave that stick around, trying to hit a piñata, thinking to myself, everyone right now looks really stupid. Dignified way to swing that stick and hit a piñata. And then you scramble like crazy, like an idiot, when all the candy comes falling out. I'm sorry, everybody that does that looks a little goofy to
That's
me.
That's a funny example.
See,
I was tempted to just say dancing, but I realized that I'm on an island with that too. But you will have to grant me the hokey pokey or the chicken dance.
Oh, my God, the chicken.
There's no way you can look dignified.
No,
you know.
To be expected, though, I guess, with that. I mean, I think the whole thing is to be...
When you shake it all about.
Yeah, you look like a moron.
You look kind of dumb. And then the other one that popped into my head, before we go to the ones from listeners, is anytime you see someone who's fighting off a bee...
Oh, yeah. You're like, it's the same as like walking into a spider web, and you're like,
right, you can't look dignified. There was that time I was down at a conference down in Houston, Texas, and I got attacked by a bird as I was walking from my hotel to the conference center. I'm carrying my backpack along, and I kept getting attacked. This bird was dive bombing me, and I realized later that if there was somebody up in a hotel room looking down at the street at me, they wouldn't have seen the bird. So they just would have seen this guy going through all these contortions.
Like, oh, that poor guy needs some medicine.
Right. So if you're trying to ward off a bee or a bird, you can't help but look really stupid.
That's really good.
What are some of the others?
I've got two more that I personally came up with, and then, yeah, we got a buttload of them here on Facebook. My other one was chasing a bouncy ball or a ping pong ball around on the floor trying to catch it.
So true.
And then, ladies, I'm sorry, this one's for you mostly, putting on mascara. I'm sorry. When I come into the bathroom and my wife's doing that face, you know, your mouth has to be open and that eye's really big. Putting on the mascara, you look kind of stupid doing it. We love the end result, but you look kind of goofy. A bunch coming in on Facebook. And, of course, if you want to call us, let's fire up the phone lines, 303-691-1649. From Facebook, Candace said, eating corn on the cob.
Oh, she's exactly right.
We were just talking about that. You were talking about the little ones, the little half cobs. Trying to eat those little things. Trying to hold that little thing.
In fact, I think that's one of the reasons I said I won't do it. I said, because you look stupid.
You look stupid. Corey says,
Candace, that's a good one.
Corey says, like the piñata at a party, how about just blowing out birthday candles? Everyone looks stupid blowing on that cake, making a wish. I wish I didn't have to do this. Diane says, trying to open those plastic produce bags at the grocery store. You can never find the opening. You can't find the right side. You're licking your fingers. You're like, it's a bag. It shouldn't be this difficult.
That's excellent.
We all look stupid trying to put our oranges in a bag.
And then you eventually get so frustrated that you just spin the little carousel around and you go try to find a different one.
Yes, you do. You're like, screw this. Multiple walking into the spider webs. We covered that. Angela says, walking back after throwing the bowling ball. Everyone is awkward. That's spot on. You throw the ball, then you turn around and look at everybody. And you're like, I guess I walk back now.
Yeah, you're kind of parading
slowly
back. It's kind
of a stupid walk back, isn't it?
After only knocking down two pins, you have to walk back.
You're like, now what? I threw a ball down a lane. Ooh, congratulate me.
Oh, God, that's funny, too.
That's really good.
303-691-1MIX. That's how you join the fun this morning with your boys. 303-691-1649. Give it a little thought. This is what we're laughing about today. What is something that everyone looks dumb doing? Call your boys. 303-691-1640.
Good morning.
Tom and Jeremy.
It's contractual. I know it's bad.
On Mix 100.
Whatever.
Mindbender in 20 minutes. So we'll have that coming up with your boys in the morning. Question for the panel this morning. What's something that everyone looks stupid doing? We've already thrown out a whole bunch of them. There's some that are making me laugh. Lindsay says sneezing.
Oh, yeah. Or getting ready to sneeze. That face.
The lead up to the sneeze.
Like you sucked on a lemon.
That's funny. Lisa says, walking out of a fitting room at a store to show someone what you're wearing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You do feel like an idiot walking out. Okay, how's this?
Do I twirl?
How's the seat? Does the pants, does the butt look good in this? Stupid. What else?
Oh, God, a bunch coming in. Hannah says, like the bouncy ball, how about chasing a loose piece of paper that falls out of your car, running after it down the street? She says, I'm stupid, she said.
Like if you're sitting out, if you're dining al fresco, you know, if you're sitting outside dining and the wind takes one of the napkins.
And you're like, whoa, 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 you go chasing after it.
You get your foot trying to stomp it.
So good. Another Jeremy says, taking a picture with an iPad. Yes, you're holding that giant thing up. You look stupid. Use your phone.
Just go to Disneyland. You'll see a lot of that.
So many. I've got four more. Barb says, when you're eating pizza and half the cheese comes off with one bite.
Oh, that's good.
It all comes off and you're just kind of hanging there. You look stupid. Dan says, throwing a ball with your non-dominant hand. You can't do it. You know what's even funnier? Just for funsies, tonight, use your non-dominant hand to try to brush your teeth. Your head will explode. I've tried it. It drives me nuts.
I wonder about even just like eating.
Like,
you know how you hold a knife and a fork to cut?
Yeah.
What happens if you try it at the other
way? You can't do it. Your mind just won't work. Speaking of eating, here's two more. Gaylene says, eating an oversized sandwich or hamburger, trying to open up and get that thing in.
Did I not tell you a while back that I might be off club sandwiches? I tried to talk you into doing this thing where we would go around the Mile High City. And we would try to find the best club sandwich because you and I both love them. Mm-hmm. And we were going to call it Dom and Jeremy Go Clubbing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I've decided club sandwiches are ridiculous. You cannot get them in your mouth. And if you're on a date, never order a club sandwich on a date because you cannot look dignified trying to cram that in there.
Turn your head sideways.
Do you wonder if sometimes the chef is trying to see how ridiculous
they can make you look?
Yes, if they can get it as big as possible, and then they kind of peek out through the kitchen door. Look, he's going to try to do it. He's going to try to do it.
Let me give you one more. This one cracked me up from Laura. She says, when you say, you too. And it doesn't fit the conversation. Like when the server says, hey, enjoy your meal, and you reply back, you too.
Stupid.